I'm going to sing that again. You are here. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here. You're working in this place. I worship you.
Hallelujah! Glory be to God. Amen. Welcome to the finale of our seven-day journey. Amen. Tonight is going to be an extraordinary night because the Lord is here. Seven is the number of completion and perfection, but it's also the number for rest. So we thank God that God who's called us to his rest will cause us to experience everything that rest means, which also means refreshing, renewal, restoration. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen. Tonight, our first in line is a dear man of God who brought us a powerful word just a few nights ago. Dr. Wale is an anointed servant of the Most High God. And tonight, if you did not hear him the first time, well, you missed a lot. You can go back and listen to the archived messages. But tonight, all of our speakers are going to spend approximately 10 minutes with us. So you need to pay attention because tonight is a night of impartation. Someone say impartation. That means something is going to be imparted to you. You are going to receive something from the Lord as individuals and corporately as the church. Amen. Only that which God has ordained shall come to us tonight. Father, we give you praise for your faithfulness and for your spirit of truth. The spirit of God that sets captives free. We give you praise, O God, that even as we present ourselves and position ourselves for the miraculous, that not one person will leave this place without experiencing you tonight. Blessed be your holy name. Amen. Well, Dr. Wale Olutunju is having a powerful time in his church. They did 14 days and they are concluding tonight. And as soon as he's done with us, he's going to continue with his service. Let's give a good clap offering unto the Lord. Dear man of God, we really appreciate you. I release Hallelujah. You. Go on, my friend. Go on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
I am so excited tonight to bring God's anointed word to you.
Hallelujah.
When I say anointed word, God has put his word in my mouth for this very brief moment. And no matter how brief I speak, it will span the rest of your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That word will change your situation for good. Mm. I've been commanded tonight, after I appreciate the man of God, to speak the word of the Lord for a brief. And it's going to be prophetic. Man of God, I want to celebrate grace in your life. I thank you for this special moment and the opportunity to bring God's word to the house. I want to thank God for Mama, the First Lady, Mama Maria Efezino. I salute grace, ma. God's blessing upon you, Mama. You know, very beautiful, beautiful prophetess. I salute grace upon your life.
Amen.
Man of God, thank you once again for giving me the First Lady. She's on the background praying, and you will get to meet her someday by the grace of God.
Amen.
Tonight, I've been commanded, people of God, to destroy every horn that is terrifying your life.
Mm.
Please hold one moment with me as we read from God's word. And I will be reading from Zechariah chapter 1, and we will read 18 to 21. Please, media, help me with this. Zechariah chapter 1, from verses 18 through 21. Then I look up and saw four horns. How many horns, church? Come on, tell me, how many horns? I saw four horns. So I asked the angels who were speaking with me, what are these? And he said to me, these are the horns that scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. Then the Lord showed me four craftsmen. And I asked, what are these coming to do? He replied, these are horns that scattered Judah so no one could raise up their head. These craftsmen have come to terrify them, to cut off the horns of the nations that raised their horns against the land of Judah and to scatter it. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight God has commanded me and has given me an express word to stand against every horn that have exalted themselves against the counsel of the Lord in your life. Now, I come from Africa, and as an African, you know, sometimes I look at the word Africa. I'm a Yoruba man. And in my language, if you take the word Africa literally, it can mean aforikorika. That means the coalition of wickedness. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to bastardize the name of Africa, but in a literal word, in a literal sense, Africa means aforikorika, coalition of wickedness. I grew from a heartland, from a small village, in which I saw literally the activities of wicked men, the activities of witchcraft, activities of witches, wizards. I was part of a system that struggled with horns of wickedness. Horns that if care is not taken, it is difficult to raise your head. Horns that cut people off in their prime. Horns that will watch you, they will not say don't have vision. They will not say don't have ambition. They will not say you are not going to, you know, do your own thing. But they will be waiting for you at the prime of your day. They will be waiting for you at the prime of your time. And that is why the Bible tells us that you will not be afraid of the arrow that shoot by night and the destruction that wastes by the noonday. I was part of a system, of a community, of an environment in which it was difficult for people to raise their heads because there are horns that scatter Judah. Tonight, God has given me a fiat, a word, an authority to destroy every horn that have destroyed your life, that have scattered your life. Pay attention to that scripture. The Lord showed Zechariah a vision of four horns, and he saw them and he could not understand. Sometimes you don't understand the source of your problem. Sometimes you don't understand the source of your burden. You struggle, you walk, you labor, but you don't understand what is going on. You do the best you can. You cross all the T's, you dot all the I's, you pray, you fast. You started this year very well. You started last year very well. Somebody say amen. Church, shout amen. I want to make sure that everybody is hearing me. I want to make sure that everybody is hearing me. Shout a loud amen, church. Okay, so in the beginning of this year, you have started really strong. You have done everything you need to do. But somehow, maybe the devil is trying to rear the ugly head, to raise horns. Horns against your life to scatter your prayer, to scatter your labor, to humiliate your effort, to downgrade and debase and deplete every effort that you have brought into the beginning of this year. The Lord showed another vision to Zechariah the prophet. He saw craftsmen, four horns and four craftsmen. And he said, and I saw four craftsmen coming. And I asked the angel that spoke with me, what are these? And the angel of the Lord said, these are craftsmen that have come to scatter the horns that have scattered Judah so that no one lift up their head. Ladies and gentlemen, there are ancestral horns in our lives. Horns of the family, horns of the background, horns of environment. There are places that you live that there are horns that raise up their head. Let me give you an example. I live in America. And as an American, I know that there are some horns that if you are raising your children, you've got to tackle them deliberately spiritually. You must be deliberate. For instance, gun shooting in the street. So many of you don't take stuff like that, like horns that scatter Judah. There are some great children, visionary children, prospective young men and women that have been cut off in their prime by this horn. You're talking about gun shooting? What about the horn of all kinds of moral and social permissiveness in our generation? When it does not matter who you are, as long as you believe in it, whether you are he or she, or she or he, or you can refer to yourself. But I want to stand today. Every horn that has been sent against your children, every horn that has been sent against your family, every horn that has been sent against your business, every horn that has been sent against your destiny, to cut it off, to scatter it, and to humiliate it. The craftsmen have come today. And Jesus is the craftsman. If you look at another version, that craftsman is called carpenter. Carpenter of heaven. I am happy to announce to you, gentlemen and ladies, today that Jesus is the carpenter. He's not just a carpenter, he is the carpenter. He's the carpenter of heaven. He's not only the son of Joseph, but he's the son of David. He's not only the son of David, he's a mighty God. Jesus is here tonight to destroy every horn, every generational horn, every contemporary horn, every scientific horn, every informational horn that have been raised in our generation to scatter our children, to scatter our business, to scatter our vision, to cut it down. The horn of the Lord is lifted today to cut them off in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout a loud amen. So it does not matter what horn the enemy have positioned against your life. Some people's horn might be the household enemies. The household enemies that have been set against their destiny to prevent them from success. So that when they are building up, when they are building up, when they are laboring, when they are trying to make an end, men like Sambalat, Tobiah, and Geshem, and all their allies from Arabia, they will gather together to dispirit them, to stop the work, to cut off their labor. Any kind of horn of nations that have been positioned against your destiny, I have been given a word from the Lord tonight by the power of the carpenter of heaven, by the power of the name of Jesus, to cut them off in the name of Jesus. Throughout this year, 2024, no horn will succeed over your life. Throughout this year, 2024, every horn of the family, every altar of negativity, they are humiliated before you in Jesus' name. Somebody shout a loud amen. Somebody shout a loud amen. You shall not be the same again. You shall not labor in vain. You shall not struggle in vain. The hand of the Lord will be upon your life. Thank you, Jesus. I give you all the glory. From this day forward, you will walk in total victory. 360 degree turning point is coming for you in the year 2024. God bless you. God bless you, church. God bless you. I look forward to coming back to church to be a blessing to you. Thank you, Bishop Zeno. I celebrate grace. Mama Hallelujah. Maria Zeno, thank you. Thank you for this moment. Praise God bless you, church. I love you all. Amen.
Amen. Well, before you go, thank you so very much. We just want to take this moment, Mama and I want to take this moment to celebrate you and thank you and all of our speakers, and that the grace of God will also be imparted to you so that you Amen. And us will celebrate together Amen. The mighty works of God Amen. In 2024.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Bishop. Thank you for that.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you for that powerful word. Every horn that stands against every one of us is destroyed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, the Lord has the better horn, the horn of anointing.
Yes.
So we receive that special anointing horn upon Amen. Our lives.
Amen.
That he'll pour his oil of glory upon us.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Shalom. Greetings to First Lady.
Shalom.
Blessings.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Thank you, man.
Have a wonderful service. Amen.
Amen.
And Hallelujah.
You same, everybody, thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bless you. The second man of God that we want to introduce to you today is ready to go. Dr. Ini Okpan is an anointed, mighty man of God. There are many streams coming to us today, and this is an anointed stream with many graces flowing through it. And we are so blessed and so honored, so privileged to have Dr. Ini with us tonight. Dr. Ini, how are you doing?
Man of God, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Today, I'm happy I'm able to connect and I can hear you and I can hear your wife. I was able to listen to the last speaker that just finished speaking.
Amen. Well, we are ready to receive your
Maria,
word.
How are you doing?
She's coming back.
I must acknowledge
I'm
the
blessed
fact
and
that
highly favored. Thank you, Bishop.
God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much. We're looking forward to hearing the word of the Lord tonight. And thank you for speaking the word of the Lord.
Thank you for having me. Yes. I must acknowledge that my last engagement, I wasn't able to hear, so I wasn't able to communicate properly. God bless you. It's a pleasure to have you stand by my brother. And I look forward to meeting with you also in person.
Amen.
Thank you. You were telling him you were on his CD many years ago.
Oh, yes. I was mentioning that my first CD where I spent much time in was San Jose, and I lived on a street called Easy Street. Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I'm going to bring you back.
Amen. I'm coming.
I'm the landlord here now.
Amen.
Good to know that.
Well, please come back. Bless you. We are ready for you, man of God. We're ready for you.
All right, man. God bless everyone in the church. How are you doing today?
Blessed and highly favored.
It is my pleasure to bring you the word, and I'm going to share briefly on grace. Now that you have finished the fasting, I want to believe that you're coming into a heavy grace. Mm. The word grace appeared 125 times in the Bible. And one second, let me mute my okay. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
I'm coming from my studio. There's a lot of component to move around. But I think I got it now. So I was saying to you as a church, let's open to Zechariah chapter 4, the book of Zechariah chapter 4. Thank you, the man of God that preached before me. God bless you. So I'm looking at Zechariah chapter 4, and I'm reading from verse number 6. So I asked, what is this? And he said, okay, I got it now. Okay. So he answered and said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you shall become a plain, and it shall bring forth the capstone with shout of grace to it. There are four types of grace. The number one type of grace is what I call the saving grace. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, if you read verse 8, to the ninth verse, it said, for by grace are ye saved, not by works. You don't get God to be good. You get good to get God. That's what it means. It's not because of what you have done. We're saved by grace. And so for every one of us who are under the sound of my voice, you know that your salvation came because God gave you and gave me grace. Number two types of grace is what I call the justifying grace. And this is the grace of God that comes to us after we have confessed our sin. This is my definition of the word justifying grace. Just as Eve, you had not sinned. When the justifying grace come upon a man,
he looks as if the man has not sinned before. In the grace of God now justified you after salvation, just as if you have not sinned. Your sins are wiped away. Number three times, because of time, is what I call the teaching grace. The teaching grace is in the book of Titus, chapter 2, verse 12. But the grace I want to talk about tonight is what I call the enabling grace. The grace of God that comes upon a man and allowed him to do the impossible. The scripture we read today talks about Zachariah. The Bible says he was actively building a house unto the Lord. I mean Zerubbabel, sorry, not Zachariah. The man Zerubbabel for 16 years was building the house of the Lord. And all of a sudden, a mountain from nowhere showed up. Our pastor that preached before I came in was talking about the four horns. And then he also talked about the four carpenters. And I think we are in unity when I'm talking about the mountains. The mountain in itself is like the horns, except that the horns scatter, but the mountain block you. So they're one and the same spirit doing the same thing in a different way. The Bible said there was a mountain that was standing before Zerubbabel for 16 years. He couldn't finish the house. Remember, he wasn't even building his own house. He was building the house of the Lord. But there was a mountain. I don't know the mountain that is standing before you. I don't know the mountain that is blocking the very essence of God in your life. But the Bible said the prophet Zechariah walked down to Zerubbabel and said, "Who art thou, O mountain, that stands before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain." Today I prophesy that every mountain that stands before you, every mountain that stands before your children, every mountain that stands before your ministry shall become a plain. Can I get a man in the house? That mountain shall be leveled. Jesus Christ said, if you say to this mountain without doubting, he said to move, this mountain shall move. There are three ways to deal with a mountain. Either you're speaking to the mountain, or you are commanding the mountain. And I'm telling you today, every mountain standing before you, standing before your career, standing before your family, move in the name of Jesus. Move in the name of Jesus. What is mountain? Mountain could mean a problem. Mountain could be a sickness. Mountain is anything that is blocking your view, is literally hindering your ability to proceed. And I came to address the mountain today. Oh, from the valley of California to the realms of wherever you are, every mountain, every impossible mountain, every generational mountain, every mountain of pain, mountain of shame, mountain of impossibility, as you fast, as you pray, as you wait upon the Lord, that mountain, I command you, move now, generational mountain, move now, difficult mountain, move now, mountain of impossibility, move now, ministerial mountain, move now, mountain of a generational curse, move now, right now, in the name of Jesus. Let me hear amen like thunder. Every mountain have an ear, every mountain can see. Mostly when they are spiritual mountain, like an entity. Listen to me. When Zerubbabel was confronted by the mountain, he couldn't see his breakthrough. He couldn't see the project move forward. this morning I have an opportunity to preach in our local church here in California. And I shared with them the prayer of Ezra. Ezra had the possession. He had resources. About 7,000 pounds of gold. 2 tons of silver. He wanted to go back and build Jerusalem. But there were thieves and robbers on the road. He said, I've told the king, we don't need the soldiers because our God is able to protect us. Our God is able to take us on the journey. I don't know your journey of 2024, but I decree and I declare that your God will see you through. He will take you to the end of the journey. In the mighty name of Jesus, every thief, every robber, hanging on the road, hanging on the way, standing on the way, the thief that wants to take your marriage, the thief that wants to take your joy, the thief that wants to lay hand on your children, I bind them today in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your amen loud. Hallelujah. My time is very limited, but I can tell you that from these altar, I perceive in my spirit that mountains are coming down. Let me round up by saying this. Zerubbabel was told by Zechariah to shout, grace, grace, grace. And I can imagine someone say, well, I've heard about grace before, but today I'm asking you to shout grace. Shout grace. The Bible says, bricklayers, resources, materials, people started coming from everywhere. They were building the house, the project that was delayed for 16 years, got finished on time. When grace comes, it enables you to finish what you've started. Receive grace today. Receive grace to finish. Receive grace to complete. Receive grace. Grace that will give you power to finish what you've started. May it come upon your life today. From the pew to those of you watching on Zoom, receive grace to be healed. Receive grace to advance. Receive grace to enable. Grace to enable a student, you will finish. A marriage that you started, you will finish. A career that you've entered, you will finish. Grace to finish has appeared unto all of you today. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Everyone shout and clap your hand and say amen today. Receive grace for 2024 in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Wow, what a word. Grace. Grace. Every mountain is removed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We receive that word. It is a word that is transforming lives even now. The pathway is clear in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The mountain is reduced to a plain. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, man of God, for this powerful word. I know you are going on from here now to your service. And may the grace of God abound towards you and the saints that you're ministering to. Thank you so very much for sharing your time with us. We are truly blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Amen. Please greet the First Lady, and we look forward to seeing you in just a few weeks from now.
Amen. God see you, in San Diego.
Yes. Right there. Amen. Praise God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Now we are going to move on, and we are going to introduce to you today another mighty man of God. I've known this man for quite a few years now, and so many times he will call me and he will give me a prophetic word from the Father. God is saying this and God is saying that. Well, each time he calls me with an interpreter because he only speaks Spanish. And I don't speak or understand Spanish. So today we are all going to be in the same boat as I introduce you to Prophet Carlos Mayorga. Can we have... Can we have Prophet Carlos Mayorga? He's showing me the face of a lion. Amen. I know he doesn't look like that. Hallelujah. Can we see your face, man of God? Are you able to show us your face and your interpreter? Prophet.
Yes.
Acá estamos.
Can we hear you? Can you hear us?
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Okay, there Merci. You are. All right. Prophet Carlos. Bendiciones.
Bendiciones.
Blessings.
Many blessings. How are you?
Amen. Gracias. That's all I know. Gloria a Dios.
Okay. Okay. That is
Amen.
Good.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're so glad to have you, my brother.
Thank you very much.
Amen. Can you interpret for him?
Estamos contentos de tenerte.
Bueno, es un honor para mí ser parte de esta gran conferencia.
Thank you very much. It's a great honor for me to be part of this big conference.
Y quiero agradecer al Bishop Michael Efesino.
And I want to thank Bishop Michael Efesino.
Y a la primera dama, María Efesino.
And the First Lady, María Efesino.
Este es 2024.
This is 2024.
Y este es el mejor año de nuestras vidas.
And this is the best year yet lived in our lives.
Amen.
Bueno,
just a quick moment. Mama wants to say hello to you.
Come on, stop, prophet. Shalom, shalom. I just say hello.
Mejor imposible.
It's impossible to feel better tonight.
What happened?
It's impossible
to feel better tonight.
To feel better tonight, he said.
Okay. We just lost your video. It's up there.
Oh, okay.
See you.
Okay. Just that we can see him. So, all right.
Please continue, man of God.
Continúa.
Okay. Me siento muy honrado de ser parte de esta conferencia.
I feel very honored to be part of this powerful conference.
Sé que esta es una cita divina.
I'm sure that this is a divine appointment.
Esta noche es una noche fenomenal.
Tonight is a phenomenal night.
Porque esta noche Dios va a cambiar el rumbo y la dirección de naciones enteras.
Because tonight, God is going to change the direction for cities and entire nations.
Ustedes no están viendo esta conferencia por casualidad ni por accidente.
No one here is online or watching this conference by accident.
Si estás viendo esta conferencia es porque el Espíritu de Dios te invitó.
If you're here tonight and you're attending this conference, it's because you've been invited by the Holy Spirit.
Porque en los próximos minutos la unción de Dios va a venir sobre tu vida.
Because in the next moments, the anointing of God is going to come upon your life.
Y le va a dar un giro a tu vida para siempre.
And it's going to turn your life forever.
Pero antes de continuar.
But before I go on.
Quiero honrar a mi querido amigo que está traduciendo.
I want to honor my dear friend here translating for me.
Él es un poderoso hombre de Dios.
He's a powerful man of God.
Es un poderoso empresario.
He's a powerful businessman.
Y en los últimos años,
and in the last few years,
Dios lo ha usado.
God has used him
para tocar la vida de miles de personas.
To touch the lives of thousands of people.
Quiero que le salude.
Hello, I just want to say hi, and I'm very thankful to be here. It's an honor. I had the honor to meet Pastor Mike the other day, and thank you very much for the prophecy that you gave to my life. It's an honor to be here.
Estamos listos.
We are ready.
Okay. Mike, estamos listos para la palabra.
Mike, we are ready to preach the word.
Y quiero comenzar diciéndole a cada uno de ustedes.
I want to start saying to each one of you
que por mucho tiempo,
that for so long,
he estado esperando este momento.
I've been waiting for this moment.
Y siento que algo se activó en la atmósfera.
And I think that something powerful, it's been activated on our atmosphere.
Creo que el apóstol Mike y su servidor,
I think that Apostle Mike and myself,
hemos estado alrededor de la unción.
We've been around the anointing.
Y sabemos que la unción de Dios,
and we know that the anointing of God,
es la que va a hacer posible lo imposible.
Is the that is going to make the impossible turn it to possible.
Y esta noche yo quiero hablar de dos principios.
And tonight I want to teach two principles.
En el año 1997.
In year 1997.
Yo estaba pasando por una situación muy difícil en mi vida.
I was going through the most difficult situation in my life.
En esos años yo era un misionero.
Over those years I was only a missionary.
Y estaba viviendo en la ciudad de Guatemala.
And I was living in Guatemala City.
Y recuerdo que yo vivía en un auto Volvo año 1970.
And I was living inside a car. It was a Volvo 1970.
Era un carro viejo.
That was an old car.
Estaba destartalado.
It was all wrecked.
Pero yo vivía en ese auto.
But I used to live inside that car.
Y una mañana,
in one morning,
recibí una llamada de un hombre de Dios.
I received a call from a man of God.
Su nombre era David Spencer.
His name was David Spencer.
Me dijo, Carlitos, quiero invitarte.
He told me, Carlos, I want to invite you
a la nación del Salvador,
to this country next door named El Salvador.
Porque mi padre espiritual va a venir a Centroamérica.
Because my spiritual father is coming to Central America.
Y yo le he hablado de ti.
And I've been talking to you to him about you.
Y él quiere conocerte.
And he wants to meet you.
Y quiero decirles,
and I want to tell you tonight,
que yo tomé un vuelo.
I took the first plane.
Y aterricé en San Salvador.
And I landed in El Salvador.
Y en el aeropuerto,
and back at the airport,
me estaba esperando mi querido amigo.
My dear friend was waiting.
Que era el director de la televisión Enlace.
And he was the director of a TV station called Enlace.
Jorge Mira.
Jorge Mira.
Y él me llevó al Hotel Marriott de San Salvador.
And he took me to the Marriott Hotel in San Salvador.
Y cuando yo llegué al Hotel Marriott,
and when I got to the Marriott Hotel,
ahí me estaba esperando mi amigo David Spencer.
My friend David Spencer was waiting for me.
Cuando yo llegué ahí al lobby,
and when I entered the lobby of the hotel,
me abrazó,
he hugged me,
y me dijo, Carlitos, gracias por estar aquí.
And he told me, Carlos, thank you for being here.
Y me guió por un pasillo.
And he guided me through this aisle.
Y llegamos al centro de negocios.
And we got to be in the business center of the hotel.
Y estaba lleno de puro asiáticos.
And all of this was full of Asian people.
Y me sentaron en la parte de la esquina.
And they put me in a chair, sitting down in one corner.
Y David Spencer,
and David Spencer,
me presentó a su padre espiritual.
Introduced me to his spiritual father.
Su padre espiritual,
his spiritual father,
era el doctor David Jeong-ki Cho.
He was Dr. David Jeong-ki Cho.
De Corea.
From South Korea.
Y entonces el doctor Cho me abrazó.
And Dr. Cho just hugged me.
Y me dijo, profeta de Dios.
And he told me, prophet of God.
Gracias por estar aquí.
Thank you for being here.
Yo nunca lo había visto en mi vida.
I never seen him before in my life.
Así que no conocíamos nuestras historias.
So we didn't know each other's stories.
Y esto sucedió en este lugar.
And this happened in this place.
De repente este hombre de Dios.
Suddenly this man of God.
Me comienza a contar esta historia.
Starts telling me this story.
Dice que cuando él comenzó su ministerio,
when he started his ministry,
le pidió a Dios,
he asked God,
que le proveyera de una silla,
to provide him with one chair.
Y yo dije, ¿escuché bien?
And I was talking to myself saying, did I hear this okay?
Número dos, dice que le pidió a Dios,
number two, he asked God,
que le proveyera de un escritorio,
to provide him with a desk.
Y número tres,
and number three,
dice que le pidió a Dios,
he asked God,
que le proveyera,
to provide him,
de una bicicleta,
with one bicycle.
Yo en mi mente me comencé a preguntar,
I started asking myself,
¿qué rayos estoy haciendo aquí?
What am I doing here?
Y en eso comienza a decir este hombre de Dios.
Suddenly this man of God starts telling me.
Que pasaron las semanas.
The weeks went through.
Pasaron los meses.
Months went through.
Pasó un año.
1 year came to pass.
2 años.
2 years.
3 años.
3 years.
Y no venía.
And no signs.
Ni la silla,
of the chair,
ni el escritorio,
or the desk,
ni mucho menos la bicicleta,
and of course not the bicycle.
Y entonces fue a Dios y le preguntó.
Then he went to God in prayer, asking him,
Dios,
God,
¿por qué no me has proveído?
What? Why haven't you provided me yet?
La silla que te pedí.
The chair that I asked you.
¿Por qué no me has proveído?
Why haven't you provided me?
El escritorio que te pedí.
The desk that I asked you.
¿Y por qué no me has proveído, Dios?
Why haven't you provided me?
La bicicleta que te pedí.
The bicycle that I asked you.
Y dice que Dios le respondió.
And God responded.
Hijo.
Son.
Es que no me has dicho específicamente.
You haven't been specific.
¿Qué tipo de silla quieres?
What kind of chair?
¿Qué tipo de escritorio quieres?
What kind of desk?
¿Y qué tipo de bicicleta quieres?
And what kind of bicycle you want?
Y dice que dijo, oh Dios.
And he said, oh my God.
¿Cómo no lo pensé antes?
How didn't I think of this before?
Y dice que con este entendimiento.
And with this understanding.
Fue a Dios y le dijo.
He went to God and he told.
Entiendo.
I understand now.
Que tu palabra dice.
That your word say.
No recibís.
You won't receive.
Porque no sabéis pedir.
Because you don't know how to ask.
Y dice que le dijo Dios.
And he said, God.
Provéeme.
Provide me.
Una silla.
A chair
que tenga rueditas
with these little wheelies
de marca japonesa.
I want a Japanese chair.
Dos,
Number two,
le dijo, Dios, provéeme.
Please provide me
un escritorio
with a desk
de madera de la Filipina,
out of wood made in the Philippines.
Y número tres,
and number three,
le dijo, provéeme.
Provide me
una bicicleta,
this bicycle,
rally estadounidense,
rally made in the USA.
Ahora dice que el domingo,
now it says that on Sunday,
él fue a la iglesia en sus inicios.
He went to church again. The church was just beginning.
Y él predicó un mensaje,
and he preached this message,
que le llamó,
and he called,
llamando,
calling,
a las cosas que no son como si fuesen,
the things that are not as if they were.
Entonces él dijo algo así.
Then he said,
hermanos queridos,
dear brothers,
quiero contarles,
I want to tell you all,
ahora escuchen bien,
listen to this.
Por supuesto que el Dr. Cho,
of course, Dr. Cho,
estaba hablando del mundo invisible.
He was talking about the invisible world.
Ustedes saben que es algo fantástico ver el mundo invisible.
You should know by now that looking at the invisible world is something amazing.
Y él estaba operando en esta dimensión.
He was operating in this dimension.
Del mundo invisible.
Of the invisible world.
Entonces él dijo, quiero testificarles.
Then he said, I want to testify.
Que Dios me proveyó de una silla.
That God has provided me with a chair.
De un escritorio.
Of a desk.
Y de una bicicleta.
And a bicycle.
Y eso fue fantástico.
And that was fantastic.
Entonces él terminó su sermón.
So he ended preaching.
Y regresó a su casa.
And he went back to his house.
Entonces lo siguieron unos jóvenes.
And some young men from his church followed him back to his house.
Y vieron que él seguía durmiendo en el suelo.
And they saw through the window that he's still sleeping on the floor.
Que no tenía en lo natural.
That in the natural, he didn't have
ni la silla,
no
ni
chair,
el escritorio,
no desk,
ni la bicicleta,
no bicycle.
Entonces uno yo le dijo, tú eres un mentiroso.
One of them tell him, you are a liar.
Porque tú predicaste hoy.
Because you preached today.
Que Dios te había proveído estas tres cosas.
That God has provided you with these three things.
Y entonces él fue al Espíritu Santo.
And then he went back to the Holy Spirit.
Dijo, Espíritu Santo.
And he said, Holy Spirit.
Estoy en grandes problemas.
I'm in deep trouble.
Porque yo le dije a esta gente.
Because I told everybody.
Lo que tú me dijiste que le dijera.
What you told me to tell them.
Porque tú llamas a las cosas que no son como si fuesen.
Because you tell the things that are not as if they were.
Y entonces él salió.
Then he came out.
Y había como 30 personas ahí.
And there was like about 30 people in front of him.
Y le preguntó a uno de ellos.
And he asked one of them.
¿Cuánto tiempo?
For how long?
Te llevó tu madre en el vientre.
Were you in your mom's womb?
Y uno de ellos le respondió.
And one of them said.
Yo supongo que 9 meses.
Well, I suppose 9 months.
Y el Dr. Cho dijo, fantástico.
And Dr. Cho replied, this is fantastic.
Aunque no tengo aún.
Since I still don't have yet.
Ni la silla.
Neither the chair.
Ni el escritorio.
Neither the desk.
Ni la bicicleta.
Neither the bicycle.
Por fe.
By faith.
Ya las tengo.
I already have them.
Amen.
Ahora de eso quiero hablar muy brevemente.
Now, I want to speak briefly about this.
Quiero declararles esta noche.
I want to declare to you tonight.
Y voy a ir a la velocidad de la unción.
And I'm going to go to the anointing speed.
Porque quiero también ser sabio con el tiempo de los demás oradores.
Because I want to be wise with time.
Y quiero hablarles muy puntual.
And I want to tell you this.
De Génesis capítulo 26.
On Genesis chapter 26.
Y versículo 12 al 24.
From versículo 12 to 24.
Quiero que usted grabe esto en su espíritu.
I want you to record this on your spirit.
Porque eso es precisamente.
Because this is precisely.
Lo que te va a ocurrir.
What is going to happen to you.
Este año 2024.
This year 2024.
He estado buscando la mente y el corazón de Dios.
I've been searching for the mind of and for the heart of God.
Y estoy seguro en mi espíritu.
And I can assure you in my spirit.
Que esta palabra.
That this word.
Va a llevarte a una nueva dimensión.
It's going to take you to a new dimension.
Ahora, ustedes saben que Isaac.
You know that Isaac.
Es el hijo de la promesa.
He is the son of the promise.
Abraham estuvo esperando por mucho tiempo.
Abraham was waiting for a long time.
Por este hijo.
For this kid.
Y ahora Abraham se ha ido de este planeta.
And now Abraham has been removed from this planet.
Pero ha hecho algo inusual, Abraham.
But Abraham made something usual, not usual.
Génesis 18 dice.
Genesis 18 says.
Dios dice, yo sé que Abraham.
God says, I know Abraham.
Enseñará esto a sus hijos.
Will teach this to his kids.
Para que Dios haga venir sobre Abraham.
So God can make come unto Abraham.
Lo que he hablado acerca de él.
What I have said about him.
Entonces vemos a Abraham.
Then we see Abraham.
El patriarca. El amigo de Dios.
The friend of God.
Que le transmitió.
He transmitted.
Los principios.
These principles.
A su hijo Isaac.
To his son Isaac.
Ahora Isaac va rumbo a Egipto.
Now Isaac is on his way to Egypt.
Y algo inusual ocurre.
Something very unusual occurs.
Dios se le apareció.
God showed himself to Isaac.
Y le dijo, no desciendas a Egipto.
And he told him, don't go to Egypt.
Porque en este lugar.
Because in this place.
Yo te voy a prosperar.
I will prosper you.
Y vemos que esto no tiene sentido.
And we see that this has no sense.
Porque al lugar donde Dios lo está dirigiendo.
Because to the place where God is directing Isaac.
Las cosas no funcionan.
Things are not working well.
Pero hay algo en Isaac.
But there is something in Isaac.
Que Isaac tiene una unción sobre su vida.
Because Isaac has this anointing on his life.
Y es una unción.
And this anointing.
Que su padre le transmitió a él.
Has been transmitted to him by his father.
Porque Abraham, antes de irse de este plano terrenal.
Because Abraham, before leaving this planet.
Le dijo a Isaac.
Told Isaac.
Dios me dijo esto acerca de ti.
God told me this about you.
Te juro.
I swear.
Que te voy a bendecir.
That I will bless you.
Y ahora Isaac está en Gerar.
Now Isaac is in Gerar.
Y comienza a abrir los pozos.
And he starts opening back the wells.
Que anteriormente.
That before him.
Su padre Abraham había abierto.
His father Abraham opened and before him.
Isaac abre el primer pozo.
Isaac opens back the first dwell.
Ahora Isaac está siendo dirigido, direccionado por Dios.
Now Isaac is being directed by God.
Y cuando él abre el primer pozo,
and when he opens up the first dwell,
vinieron los filisteos,
the Philistines came,
y cerraron el primer pozo,
and they closed this dwell,
llamado Signa,
called Signa.
Y Isaac no pelea,
and Isaac, he didn't took a fight with them,
porque Isaac está en la perfecta voluntad de Dios.
Because Isaac is on the perfect will of God.
Y él va y cava otro pozo.
Then he goes and he moves to the next dwell.
Y vean lo que sucedió.
And see what happens.
Este otro pozo lo llamó Set.
This next dwell, he called it Set.
Y vinieron los filisteos.
And the Philistines came.
Y le dijeron el agua.
And told him, the water
is nuestra.
It's ours.
En realidad no era cierto.
That was not true.
Pero dijo, está bien.
But Isaac said, that's okay.
Y va y abre otro tercer pozo.
And then he goes to the third dwell.
Y los filisteos.
And the Philistines.
Le tuvieron envidia.
They were envy of him.
Graba esto en tu espíritu.
Record this in your spirit.
Si tú no la estás pasando bien,
if you are not having a good time,
mira, hay un primer principio de Isaac.
This is the first principle of Isaac.
Isaac sembró en aquella tierra.
Isaac, he was able to sow in that land.
Ilógico.
That was not logical.
Había una recesión económica.
They had this economic recession.
Pero Isaac sembró.
But Isaac sowed in that land.
Y dice mi Biblia.
And my Bible says.
Dice que cosechó.
It says that it received in the same year.
Ese mismo año.
The very same year.
Por uno.
100-fold, 100%.
Número dos.
Number two.
Quiero que pongas esto en tu espíritu.
I want you to put this in your spirit.
Isaac aprendió a superar los obstáculos.
He learned how to overcome every obstacle.
Dice la palabra imposible es que no me vengan pruebas.
It is impossible not to have trouble in this world.
Pero Isaac sabía.
But Isaac knew.
¿Saben? Yo amo esto de Isaac.
You know, I love this about Isaac.
Amo su actitud.
I love his attitude.
Amo su espíritu.
I love his spirit.
Amo su corazón.
I love his heart.
Porque Isaac.
Because Isaac.
Es un hombre que está caminando en una dimensión sobrenatural.
It's a man who is walking on a supernatural power.
Y antes de concluir esta conferencia,
and to end this conference,
con mi querido amigo Mike Sino,
with my dear friend Apostle Mike Sino,
Mike, tú sabes,
Mike, you know,
que siempre que Papá Cerulo vino a México,
that whenever Father Cerulo came to Mexico.
Yo siempre lo honré.
I always honor him.
Porque yo aprendí.
Because I learned.
Que en la honra del profeta.
That when you honor a prophet.
Está tu bendición.
It's a big blessing.
Y cuando yo comencé a sembrar en ese hombre de Dios.
And when I started to sow in that man of God.
Mi vida nunca más fue la misma.
My life never again was the same.
¿Sabe? Yo estaba roto.
You know, I was broke.
Soy un niño huérfano.
I'm an orphan.
Y ese hombre me amó como a un hijo.
And that man loved me as a son.
Y mi vida cambió.
And my life changed.
y quiero decirte hoy, querido audiencia que nos ves.
And want to say this to all of you.
Después de que yo conocí a Morris,
after I met Morris,
algo me ocurrió.
Something happened to me.
Dios me ha llevado delante de reyes.
God has brought me before kings.
Delante de presidentes.
Before presidents.
Celebridades.
Celebrities.
Multimillonario.
Multi-million people.
¿Y sabes, Mike?
And you know what, Mike?
Quiero decirle a cada persona que está en pacto con tu ministerio.
And I want to tell everybody who is in pact with your ministry.
Que tienes que continuar.
You need to continue on covenant with
con
Mike.
Con ese legado que tú recibiste.
You need to continue with this legacy that you received.
Morris Cerullo ya no está aquí.
Morris, he's not here anymore.
Pero la unción.
But his anointing.
Está sobre tu vida.
It's over your life.
Y quiero declararte en este día,
and
hombre
want,
de Dios.
I want to declare today, man of God.
Y mujer de Dios.
And woman of God.
Antes de que papá fuera para estar con el Señor.
Before Papa Cerullo went to be with God.
Yo le hice una pregunta.
I asked him a question.
Y nunca lo voy a olvidar.
And I will never forget this.
Y dije, papá.
I said, Dad.
¿Cómo hiciste para hacer esto?
How did you do all of this?
Y él me dijo.
And he said.
A veces yo le decía a las personas.
Sometimes I will tell people.
Vamos a tocar las naciones de la tierra.
We are going to touch all the nations in the world.
Vamos a construir.
We are going to build.
Y quizás alguien venía y le decía.
And maybe someone will come to him to tell him.
Papá Cerullo, eso no se puede hacer.
Someone will come to tell him, this cannot be done.
Y él te respondía.
And he replied.
¿Por qué tú me dices que no se puede hacer?
Why are you telling me this cannot be done?
Si Dios me dijo que sí se puede hacer.
God told me this will be done.
Y quiero declarar.
I want to declare.
En este día como un profeta.
Tonight as a prophet.
Números.
Numbers.
23:19. Esta palabra es para ti.
This word is for you.
Para los hombres de Dios que van a hablar después de mí.
For every man of God speaking para, after me.
Para los socios de tu ministerio.
For every man in covenant with you.
Mírenme, socios.
Look at me.
Te hablo como un profeta de Dios.
I'm talking to you as a prophet of God.
Siento a Dios en este lugar.
I feel God in this place.
El Señor, Dios no es mentiroso.
God never lies.
Dios no es un simple mortal.
God is not a simple man. He's not mortal.
Lo que Dios te prometió.
Whatever God promised you.
Tus ojos lo van a ver.
Your eyes will see it.
¿Sabes? Papá Cerullo me dijo.
You know, Father Cerullo told me.
Que yo vendría a los Estados Unidos.
That I will come to the USA.
Y el enemigo me ha tratado de detenerme una y otra vez.
The enemy has tried to stop me once and again.
Pero quiero declarar en esta noche.
But I want to declare tonight.
Que la palabra se cumplirá.
That this word will be made.
Queridos socios.
All of you men of God.
Que forman parte de este ministerio con Mike.
Who are in covenant with Mike.
El Señor le dice esta noche.
God tells you tonight.
Te juro.
I swear.
Que te voy a bendecir.
That I will bless you.
Gracias, Espíritu Santo.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, prophet, thank you so very much for the word that you have given to us tonight.
Muchas gracias por las palabras que nos has dado esta noche.
You spoke from your heart.
Has hablado de tu corazón.
Graba, varón, con tu teléfono.
Can you hear me?
Okay. We can hear you, Prophet.
Yes. Prophet Carlos, you spoke from the heart tonight.
Carlos, has hablado del corazón esta noche.
We are truly blessed by the word that God gave to you for us.
Estamos muy bendecidos con la palabra que Dios te dio a ti esta noche.
There you were living in a car.
Que tú vivías en un auto.
But the man of God saw beyond your car, he saw the future.
Pero este hombre de Dios vio más allá que tu auto, él vio tu futuro.
When you did not feel like you were a prophet, the man of God declared that you were God's prophet.
Cuando tú sentías que no eras un profeta, el hombre de Dios God, supo que tú eres un profeta.
God doesn't just see our now, he sees beyond our now into the future.
Dios no simplemente ve nuestro ahora, él ve nuestro futuro y cómo nos se va a convertir en nuestro ahora.
And the future is now to him.
Y el futuro es el ahora de Dios.
You have blessed us so deeply tonight.
Nos has bendecido tan grandemente, tan profundamente esta noche.
And we celebrate the gift that you bring to us.
Y celebramos este regalo que nos has traído esta noche.
Your word about Dr. David Yonggi Cho meant so much to me tonight.
La palabra que nos compartiste sobre el Dr. David Yonggi Cho me tocó muchísimo.
Because I was in Seoul, Korea so many years ago.
Porque fui a South Korea, a Corea del Sur, hace muchísimos años.
87. And God gave me a word. God gave me a word then.
Y Dios me dio una palabra en ese momento.
And I believe that we have stepped into the season of that word.
Y creo que hemos entrado a la estación de esa palabra.
So I thank you.
Así que te agradezco.
For sharing your testimony with us tonight.
Por compartir tu testimonio con nosotros esta noche.
The Lord increase you.
Que Dios te incremente.
The Lord establish your steps.
Que Dios establezca tus pasos.
And may the God of the whole earth
y que el Dios de toda la tierra
grant to you the access that you need.
Te conceda el acceso que necesitas.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
La tierra es de Dios.
Nothing
y toda su
can
plenitud
stand
también.
In the way.
Nada se puede oponer
of
en el
God's,
camino
of God's promise for you.
De las promesas de Dios para tu vida.
Thank you, servant of the Most High God.
Muchas gracias.
For your gracias ministration.
Por tu ministración.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Well, I am not certain who's still on the line for us right now. Is the bishop still on there? Confirm for me if bishop is still there. And he's still on? Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You don't know what a miracle this is, because Bishop is in the airport. We thought we were going to lose him, but whatever amount of time he can give to us, this means we are going to take flight. Somebody shout hallelujah. Bishop, we want to hear from you. You know, Bishop Michael Cole, you know, the first time he was here, he made a statement. He said, am I on? Am I on fire? Yes, brother, you are on fire and you are on. Come, let's hear you. Let's see your face too. We want to see your face, not just your name. Turn your video on, man of God. Let's see your face too. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Are you there, Bishop? Uh-oh. He's on mute. Bishop, can you unmute yourself? Did I get too happy? Okay. All right. Well, for whatever the reason, let's just pray that he'll still be there for us. So right now, I want to take you to another great man of God. This man of God is being used by the Lord all around the world. I was talking to him the other day, and he said he was, is Bishop Cole? Oh, okay.
Can you hear me?
Oh, this Bishop Cletus, okay.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, is that Bishop Cole?
Hello?
Who am I speaking to now, Bishop Cole?
Yes, but I'm in flight and I'm getting ready to take off.
You're about to take off. Okay, just pronounce the blessing and we'll receive it.
Okay, listen, this year is the year of your turn and your time.
Amen.
Supernaturally, God has opened up a miracle for you. And so we pronounce a blessing of the miraculous, of the powerful, of the incredible, supernatural season of increase.
Shaka.
Now let the glory and the mighty power of God stay upon you forever.
Amen.
And we will see the glory. We look forward to see what God is about to do.
Amen.
We declare the blessings upon you, upon the ministry there, apostle, and upon the work of God.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bishop, I heard the Lord speak to me a moment ago. I'm supposed to be with you soon. So I'm going to start processing it to hear the word of the Lord. Be blessed and be highly favored of the Lord.
God just spoke to me today to say to get you to come right away soon. So that is a confirmation.
Yes, I just heard it. Well, bless you, man of God. Great things are happening. And as you take flight, so also are we taking flight by the power of the Holy Spirit of the living God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Bishop Cole, for those powerful words, those prophetic impartations that you just released onto us. It is our time. It is our turn in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Have a safe flight. Bless you.
Now, thank you. God bless you. Mighty amen. Man of God. Mighty thank, woman of God.
Thank Thanks. You. Thank you. Say hello to First Lady for us. Well, at this time, I want to introduce you to another man of God. I'm not sure what city I met him at, but somewhere, I believe it was in South America or Central America sometime, many years ago, and our hearts have been knitted together, and he's just been a tremendous agent of God to destroy the workings of the evil one. And I was talking to him the other day, and he'd never spoken in Spanish before, but he was speaking in tongues, and they told him, said, "You prayed in perfect Spanish." He said, I don't speak Spanish. What are you talking about?" He said, "No, you were perfectly speaking in Spanish." So he said, "Lord, if I'm speaking in tongues in Spanish, maybe I need to understand it too." And all of a sudden, he understood Spanish. People speaking to him in Spanish. It was downloaded. This is not Babel. This is the real deal. And I'm saying, "Lord, what about me? I need some download too." And then he starts speaking in Chinese. I said, "What? Come on, me too. I have a spiritual son down in whatever it is, you know, in St. Catharines, and he's speaking French, downloaded." All these people, I'm saying, "What about me, Lord? Look, I'm here. Remember me, 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 me." I need a download. Hallelujah. How many people need a download here? Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. This man of God, I celebrate him and I thank God for the gift that he is to us. He is a lover of Israel. And we celebrate you, my brother, Dr. Cletus Harrison. The Lord use you mightily tonight to speak to us.
Amen.
And we receive the love of God flowing in you and through you to us.
Amen.
And we are ready for God's word.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Shalom to everyone. Shalom Aleichem, which means the peace of God upon every one of you tonight in the name that is above all name, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach.
Amen.
I am so privileged and happy to be speaking tonight. I thank God for the man of God. I want to appreciate the man of God, Bishop Apostle Michael, and the First Lady, Mama. I love you so much. I've always prayed for you, as I shared with the man of God the other day. I thank God for what God is doing through you and in your ministry. I know many lives have been touched around the nations of the world.
Amen.
And I thank God for every man of God that participated tonight, that has already spoken, and those maybe that will speak after me. I want to pray before we continue. Father, thank you for this hour and the name that is above all name, Yeshua HaMashiach. Thank you for you are God, a God of plan, a God of purpose, a God of complete design, and a God of eternal objectivity. This is your orchestration, your divine orchestration, your divine program and plan and purpose, as you program me before the foundation of the world. There's no one listening or connected tonight that is doing so by chance or by accident. You have already ordained it. Father, I am asking you, as it's already written in your books in heaven, may it be in the life of everyone tonight listening. Father, touch every life. Let the sick be healed. If there's anyone oppressed, let the oppressed be delivered. Let the captive be set free. Let anyone that has known you, not know you, come to know you and be saved and be delivered and be set free. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, let your heavens be opened unto your people tonight for a supernatural impartation, for supernatural blessings. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, thank you for it is done.
Amen.
In Yeshua's name. Amen. God bless you all.
Hallelujah.
Thank God, Bishop. Mama, thank you for this great opportunity. And every man of God, I appreciate every one of you tonight. I know I don't have so much time because I'm going to give time to other men of God that are coming. I've listened to some of the preachers that I preach, and also to Bishop Cole. The word of God is true. And man of God, I want to begin to let you know that God can never lie. That's a scripture that God put in my heart to speak, to prophesy over your life, to speak to your life. Before I continue, in Joshua 21, verse 45, the Bible says, of all the good promises that God made unto the house of Israel, no one failed. All came to pass.
Amen.
God is a promise. God is about doing something great and wonderful and new in your ministry. It's your time. It's your season. Says the Lord, God is going to bring to pass every good promise, every word he has spoken to you that you've been waiting for some time, that God will bring it to pass. God says he will bring it to pass.
Amen.
This is that season you are waiting for.
Amen.
Something is about to happen in your life and ministry. Oh my God, God is going to use you unlike ever before. A new anointing, a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit is over your life and over Mama and over your ministry. Something is about to happen.
Amen.
I'm going to go straight ahead to the word that God gave me coming into this year, and God asked me to declare that word tonight. Let us go to the book of Haggai chapter 2. I'm going to read from verse 6 to 9. God gave me that word because something is about to happen. Because there is a move in the supernatural, a shift in the supernatural. The supernatural world controls the natural world. God is about to do something a great visitation of the Almighty like never before. Mm-hmm. Something is about to happen. I pray it tonight. In Haggai chapter 2:6-9, the Bible says, "For thus saith the Lord of hosts, once more, in a little while, I'm going to shake the heavens and earth, the sea and dry land. I will shake all the nations, and they will come with the desirable and precious things of all nations, and I will fill this house with glory and splendor." Hallelujah. Says the Lord of hosts, "The silver is mine and the gold is mine," declares the Lord of hosts. The latter glory, hallelujah, the latter glory of this house will be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. "And in this place I will give the ultimate peace and prosperity," declares the Lord of hosts. Man of God, I don't know how long you've been waiting for this promise to come to pass in your life and ministry. You are now in that season. You are stepping into that season that God has promised you. The glory of this later house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord. God will bring it to pass. You are already in it. In this year, something new is about to happen. Listen to me carefully, everyone connected tonight, every man of God, everyone privileged to be on this line tonight. God can never lie. God is faithful. He is truth. I believe him so much. He is a faithful God. There's nothing he cannot do. Has God made a promise to you at any time? I want you to trust him tonight. He will bring it to pass. God says there's coming a shaking from this year, a shaking. God is going to move things in the favor of his church. Something is about to happen, not just only in Mexico or Canada or in U.S., all over the nations. It's time for God's divine visitation upon his church. God is going to move things. God is going to shift things. As you're hearing me tonight, I don't know how long you've been waiting upon God. I don't know if the enemy had robbed so many things in your life or God had made some promises. It seems those promises already have not come to pass. I want to let you know the hour has come. The time has come. From this year, God said he's going to shake things. A shaking is coming. This shaking is going to bring about great harvest of souls. This shaking is going to bring about the fulfillment of God's prophecy in your life, God's promises in your life. Something is about to happen to you. Even if the enemy has stolen many things from you, stolen your joy, stolen your peace, many things has happened to you, and you're asking God, why had all these things happened to me? God said in this year, he's going to move things for your favor. God is going to move certain things for your favor. Those you thought were closed are going to be open for you. Things you thought were impossible, God will make them possible. God is going to do it himself, not man. God says, what I'm going to do from this time, I'm going to do it. It's not man. It's not government. God said he himself will cause a shaking. A great shaking is coming. This shaking will be for your favor. God is going to remove things and God is going to put in things. God is going to move on your behalf in this year. God can never lie. I trust him and I believe him and I know him. Just as the man of God was testifying, God sent me unto the nations. I represented Maurice Cerullo's ministry in Africa, in Nigeria. I was, by God's grace, the global prayer strike force leader for Maurice Cerullo's ministry. I remember in 2 months, God raised over 36,000 prayer centers. Then it was so wonderful. Here I'm now in Latin America. As the man of God said, I never spoke Spanish. It was automatic. Yes, whenever I visit some places, even when I was in China, people hear me speaking in Mandarin. Here in Mexico, I was asked to pray, and I started praying. God never allowed me to pray in English. My interpreter was with me when God made me to kneel down. She knelt down with me, and as I was praying, God asked me, led me to pray in tongues. I was praying in tongues. I never prayed in English. But after the prayer, the Holy Spirit in me, said, "Amen." Everybody said, "Amen." That was all. The pastor came to me and said, "Dr. Harrison, your Spanish is so good. You pray so well in Spanish." I said, "Man of God, I prayed in tongues." He said, "You prayed in Spanish. You prayed very well in Spanish." I said, "I prayed in the Holy Spirit in tongues. I said, you prayed in Spanish. Then I broke down in my spirit because this has happened to me in many nations I've gone to by God's grace. And God said, son, you're going to be in Mexico. I said, God, please put this word, put this language in me. Not just like in other nations, put it in me, God, put this language in me. Immediately, God opened my ears. I started understanding whatever to need for everyone was speaking, was saying in Spanish. And I started speaking Spanish. The Holy Spirit is real. There's nothing that the Holy Spirit cannot do. I am in love with him. He is my senior partner. He's all I have. As I'm talking to you right now, I know it's the Holy Spirit speaking to you. If you believe God, this year is going to be that year you'll be waiting for, because God is going to bring to pass his promises over your life. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, your life, your ministry will never be the same. Your marriage will never be the same. Your work or your business will never be the same. Oh my God, including your city and nation will never be the same, because a new anointing of the Holy Spirit is coming over your life like never before. And God is going to move you, and God is going to use you for his glory and his honor. This is that time you'll be waiting for. God made me to understand he will do it. He's going to move things. He's going to cause a shaking. Don't worry when you see certain things move this year. It's for your good, because God said he's going to move things. God is going to cause a shaking this year that's going to bring about the manifestation of his glory and his power unlike anything you've ever seen before. Only get connected with God. Oh my God, enter into intimate relationship with him like never before through prayer. It's time for you to pray like never before, because a shaking is coming from the Lord. A shaking. I don't know the things God is going to do, how he's going to do them, but he said he's going to cause a shaking in the nations. He's going to cause a shaking that's going to bring about his move like never before upon his church. That's going to bring about an awakening. That's going to bring about revival to his church. So revival is coming to your church, every man of God connected. An awakening, spiritual awakening is coming over your church. But it's time to wake up, to get into another dimension in the supernatural and begin to pray like never before. It's time to declare prayers like never before, because God says it is going to cause things to move. And when these things happen, God is going to touch hearts of men and women. Oh my God, that he will add to your ministry or bring to your ministry, that's going to be a blessing to your ministry. And also many souls will come to your ministry through the move of God this year. Something is about to happen. This is the word of God for this year. I'm not here tonight to preach. I'm here to declare what God is saying this year. Yes, because in this, a God is a God of order. God cannot do anything in this world, in this earth we're in, without first revealing his secret to his servants, his prophets. So whatever the God wants to do, he reveals it to us first to get us ready, to prepare us for the next move. Now, God is about to do something like never before with his church. Believe me, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, God said, a shaking is coming. He's going to shake things. Things are going to move. But this move will be for the favor of the church, will be for your favor, for the favor of your ministry. Things are about to happen. But you have to position yourself for what God is about to do. You have to take your stand in the spirit and get ready for what God is about to do. Something is about to happen in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. My time is brief. I'm going to be speaking brief because I want to be praying tonight. Something is about to happen to you. Even as I'm speaking right now, know that only God will move things and open his service over you and bless your life and ministry. Healing is here tonight. If you are sick in your body, as I'm speaking right now, I don't care to know the doctor's diagnostic about your health. Something is about to happen. God is going to heal you now. He is a healing God. He can heal any sickness. He can heal any disease. Oh my God, he can change the doctor's report. There's nothing God cannot do. The other time I received a message that my mother is about to be operated. Her heart, she will have surgery. And we are praying here at the World Center of Prayer for the Nations for her. Finally, my mother was not speaking, but I called over the phone. I told my younger ones, take the phone to my mom. They said, the doctor may not have. I said, tell the doctor I'm the son. Let me put the phone on my mom's ear. I'm going to speak to her. And they took the phone and put it on my mom's ear. And I started singing the songs my mother sang with me when I was small. Because I was raised up in the Assemblies of God Church. God so much used my mother in her record. God used her to bring back to life, raise from the dead, 7 dead people. God used her. She's a great woman of God. I love my mom, not because she's my mom. I said to God, everywhere I will preach this gospel, I will mention her. She's a woman that walks in the supernatural. And I said to God, you not allow my mother to be protected. You not allow her heart to be opened. And I said, speaking to my mom, I said, my mom, even though you cannot talk, I know you are hearing me, mama. And I said, singing those songs, declaring healing. I said, mama, God will not allow any doctor to operate on you, to open your heart. I know who is a supernatural God. I started telling her, reminding her the things that God had done through her life, raised the dead, everything. I was speaking to her. And as I was saying that to her, something happened. After speaking to her, they were preparing her that they have to operate on her. All of a sudden, one of the surgeons entered and said, please, please, we have to wait. We are not going to operate on her now. Take her to another wall. And they took my mother out from there to another wall. Immediately, my mother opened her eyes. She was restored, completely healed till now. God healed her heart. God restored her back to life. Oh, God is supernatural. There's nothing God cannot do. Here in Mexico, I saw God healing people, saving lives. No matter the sickness, God healed people. They were looking for a man for 8 days. And finally, they found a man under the building. And they called me here in Mexico to go and pray for him. He was unconscious. He was like in a coma. So when I get to that place, the doctors, they put the globe on me. I had to wear kind of glove to enter there. When I go there, my God, he was like naked, there was no life. God said, I wanted to speak to him. I told him, look, I'm Pastor Cletus Harrison. I've come here to pray for you, that you may stand up from here and go back to your house, to your wife, and to your daughter. I was speaking to his spirit. I was speaking on the atmosphere, but in the supernatural, something happened. God brought him back to life. God gave him life. It's something wonderful. God is supernatural. I don't care to know the medical report you have right now. God can heal you now, because I'm going to be praying for your healing. God asked me to do that tonight. God can heal you. The Bible said, by the stripes of Yeshua, the stripes of Jesus, we were healed. Something happened another day. I was at the temple. I sent a pastor to go to the hospital and pray for a young boy that was in a coma. The pastor went, and after praying, the situation never changed. The family came with him to the temple and said, please, can you go with us to the hospital? God said, son, go with them. And I go to the hospital by the grace of God. They never gave me time. I spent a lot of time to wait, because there were many cases, many kinds of problems that day. I have to wait for some time, for some hours. Then I had patients. After, they took me upstairs, and I got where the young man is, the child is. Then I said, God told me to do the same thing. I spoke to the child. I said, I'm Pastor Cletus. I've come here to pray for you that you may rise up today. As I was speaking, before the doctors that were attending to her, to him, immediately the boy came back to life. First, he moved his legs. Oh my God, it was so surprising to the doctors. God is a healing God. There's nothing God cannot do. I don't know why God want me to share these few testimonies with you. I don't know your problem. Maybe you have kidney problem. You have problem in your liver, in your pancreas. I don't know what the problem you have. But tonight, God can heal you. You're going to give testimony of your healing. A woman called and said to me, Reverend, because in Assemblies of God Church, I'm called Reverend. She said, Reverend, the devil had taken one of my sons. She had four sons. I said to her, what happened? He said, the devil had taken one of my sons. It was on her 50th birthday. I was preparing to go and pray for her birthday. the shiko, and I started crying that the devil has taken one of her sons. I said, no, the devil had not taken your son. She asked me to tell me the hospital, had to drive to the hospital. I go to the hospital, I saw her on the door. She did like this, which means all is gone. I said to her, no, all is not gone. They took me to the ward where the son is. The son was sustained by oxygen. He could not breathe. His pancreas was affected. His liver was affected. His kidney was affected. He was paralyzed. There was no hope medically in any way. That day, I prayed to God. I didn't pray up to 5 minutes. And I said, God, I know the supernatural controls the natural world. That this child is in this world naturally, in this mission. I want you to take him into your own spiritual laboratory. And Lord, I want you to do something. Take away the dead kidney. Give him new kidney. Take away the dead pancreas. Give him dead new pancreas. Take away the dead liver. Give him new liver and bring him back to life. And God led me into great worship. And I started worshiping God in that ward, in that hospital. Everybody started worshiping God with me. I don't know how many minutes. It was about 2 hours. I was worshiping without stopping. And I saw the mother laying on the floor. Oh, my God. God told me, son, it is done. I left the hospital, went back to my house. Very early in the morning, my phone rang. It was the woman calling me. He said to me, Reverend, please, can you come to the hospital now? I look at the time, I say, it's too early. He said to me, please, can you come? I have to rush to the hospital. Something happened. God is a healing God. As I was about to enter into that world, the first person I saw walking around was the boy. Wow! And as I entered into that world, the whole place was like empty. Yesterday when I came, there were many people on the bed. The whole world was like empty. The woman said, Reverend, yesterday, as you left, after you prayed, God brought my son back to life. And the people that were here yesterday, they were sick, all were healed. Oh, hallelujah. She was speaking to me, the director of the hospital came out and said to me, Reverend, can you follow me? I followed her. I entered into her office. She said to me, sit down. I sat down. She started singing one of the songs that I was singing yesterday. That day, she gave her life to Christ. And as I came out, the mother of that boy said to me, this is your car. She gave me a key of a Mercedes Benz. He said to me, I was thinking about which hospital in the world can do kidney transplanting, liver transplanting, pancreas transplanting, and bring my son back to life. There's no hospital. We have no hope. He said, take this, please, Reverend. This is your car. Take it. I didn't want to take it because I said, well, how? I look at it. I didn't want to accept it. But God said, son, yes, accept it. Oh, my God. I want to make it short. God did great miracle today. This young man, as I'm talking now, wants to be a pastor, wants to be a preacher of the gospel. He said he was going to use his life to touch many lives. God brought him miraculously back to life, gave him new kidney, new pancreas, new liver, and brought him back to life. And this is happening as I'm talking to you here. As I preach the gospel here in Mexico, I always see the miracle working power of God. God is real. Wherever you are right now, God can heal your son. God can heal your daughter. God can heal your wife. God can heal your husband or your mother or father, whoever is sick in your home. Just believe him now. Healing will take place. Let's pray tonight. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Father, I just want to appreciate you in a name that is above all name. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, your son, thank you for this opportunity. You can never lie. Tonight, You never brought me here to preach, but to declare your word to your people. Father, first and foremost, you revealed to me that in this very year, something is going to happen, that you are going to move things, that you are going to shake things, and this shaking is coming from you for the favor of your people, for the favor of your church. There's going to be multiplication of souls that be won into your kingdom. Your church will experience your glory like never before, a move of your spirit like never before, a move of your power like never before. I want to touch, Father, I want to thank you for Bishop Mike and Mama. I want to thank you for his ministry, for pastors working under him, for his leaders, for his spiritual partners. Oh, God Almighty, I'm asking tonight that you open your heavens over their lives. Open your heaven over their ministries. Open your heavens over their families. Open your heavens over their works, over their businesses. Father, over all they do. Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, because you cannot lie. You are God. Heaven and earth may pass away. Your world will never, never pass away. Lord, I'm asking you tonight, oh my God, to move things on their behalf. As you promised, you said, I'm going to shake things. And you revealed to me that this move will be in the favor of your people. Father, I'm asking tonight you begin to move things for their favor. Begin to remove things for their favor. Begin to put in place things for their favor. Oh, my God Almighty, that this year will be that year that they be waiting for. A year of supernatural breakthrough. A year of supernatural advancement. A year of your glory, unlike anything they've ever seen before. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Rikabo Shabahinta, Lendrolosia, Rikabosi Inte, Mashelibaha, Likabo Sonto, Lindrolishen, the Hinta Balisa High, Eh, Rikabo Sonde Inta High, Lendrolisa I Kaseri Anta, Lebro Sehi, Sehi, Sehi. Father, you know your son here listening to me that I've been struggling and I've been waiting for your promise to come to pass in his or her life. You know your daughter, Father, what she's been waiting for a long time. The hour has come. You said, this is the time, this is the hour, this is the season. I bless your holy name tonight, for so will it be in their lives that you are going to bring to pass your promises. You are going to complete, bring to pass the fulfillment of prophecy. Your word will come to pass in their lives. In the name of Jesus, I ask tonight, Lord God Almighty, now, Father, for those who are sick in their body, is there anyone that is sick or oppressed? Father, anyone going through a kind of struggling with his or her health, I ask for healing tonight, because you are a healing God. The Bible said, by the stripes of Yeshua, the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. Change medical reports tonight. Change medical reports tonight and bring healing to your people tonight. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, let every medical report be changed. Heal their heart. Heal liver. Heal kidney. Heal their pancreas. Heal every organ, every system in their body. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Father, I give you praise, I give you glory, I give you honor that after this prayer, there's going to be testimony of your healing power, because you are a healing God. You are our healer. I give some testimonies of the people you heal, of what you've been doing, and I believe tonight that you that have done it before, you will do it again tonight in the life of this son or daughter of yours listening tonight. Father, to you be all glory, to you be all honor and all praise. I know it is done. In Yeshua's name, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And amen.
God bless you tonight, everyone. Bishop, God bless your life and bless your ministries. It's a great honor. You are a great man of God. I've always prayed for your ministry. I've always prayed for you. I tell you, Mama, I know God is with you and God is going to use you like never before. God said that his promise that he has made over your life, over your ministry, those declarations of God from God for your life and ministry. God said, this is your time. This is your season.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you, man of God. Thank you, everyone. God bless you.
Thank Amen. You so very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for such a powerful word from the Father. Well, thank you for allowing yourself to be used of God, to be a vehicle through which His voice can be heard, for allowing yourself to be an oracle of faith today. You don't know all that you've said tonight. The passage of scripture that you even use, Haggai chapter 2, that is our chapter. That's where the name of this church came from. And you spoke so powerfully about all the things that God has been saying to us, has given us an awareness that it is our time, it is our season, and this is going to be the doing of the Lord, and there's nothing the devil nor his cohorts can do to stop it. We receive every word that came forth out of your mouth today as done, 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 done,
yes.
Certified Amen. By the anointing, certified in the name of Jesus Christ as finished, completed, manifested Amen. To the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Bishop,
yes.
God said, I will do it. He will do it.
Amen.
Something yes. is about to happen.
Amen.
He said, I will do it. God
yes.
himself said, He said, He will do it.
Yes.
He said, what coming is coming from me. He said, He will do it himself.
Yes. Yes.
You will see. It's wonderful. It's something great. Everybody, listen to me. I want to let you know that your waiting days are over. Get connected. Get connected into the supernatural, because God is a spirit. He's supernatural. Something is about to happen. I ask God to open your spiritual eyes to see, to open your spiritual ears to hear from Him. I believe God will give the opportunity. I will share more with us in the future, and I will share with you how God had taken me to the heavens, into the supernatural realms. God is a spirit. He's wonderful. There's nothing God cannot do. Trust Him tonight. Believe Him tonight. It is your hour. It is your time. It is your season. And God said, I will do it. God said, all the move you're going to see in your life this year, this shaking, everything is going to move. It doesn't matter how they will come. God said, I will cause them to be. He will do it, because He's bringing about this change. He's going to bring to pass His promises and His word in your life. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so very much. Well, the time is fast spent. The word of the Lord has been good to us. Whatever it is that I needed to share has been shared. The Lord spoke something to me the other day that I'm still holding close to my chest. But all I can say to you tonight is I want you to go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 61. I began preaching from that particular passage this morning, but I did not even touch even a minute aspect of what God wants to say. I don't know when He's going to release me to expand on it, but this is what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to ask for you to read the very last verse. I'll say the last two, the last one being 40, I believe. Isaiah 61. Everything in Isaiah 61, take to heart. Because you heard it tonight. You heard it tonight. Receive it. The church, how many of you understand the church is you? The church is me. And when God says he's doing something for his church, he's doing it for all of us. Amen? So it's a done deal. So give me the last two verses. 60, Isaiah 60. The last verse, but I'll take the last two. Hallelujah. The word of God says, thy people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever. The branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be what? Glorified. This is going to be the doing of the Lord. And he's going to have all the glory. Hallelujah. You know why? Because we've been at this and we've done all kinds of stuff. And that's not what did it. It is just going to be the doing of the Lord. And the end result is this. A little one shall become what? A thousand. And a small one, a strong what? Nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. And he says, it is time. So it is going to be hastened. Amen? It's going to be a quick work. Hallelujah. Oh, that's... Let me not get started tonight. So I am holding back. But I want you to know, you shall see it with your eyes. And you will join in saying, this is the doing of the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to receive a special offering in a moment. I want you to be radical in your faith and in your giving. It is as unto the Lord. But before you leave here tonight, I want to be certain that we lay hands on you and speak the blessing of the Lord, impart it. All the rivers and the streams that have come through tonight, I want it to flow into your life. Hallelujah. So I want you to position yourself to receive, because God's grace is sufficient. Amen? Hallelujah. So we're going to give. We're going to honor God. We're going to honor God. We're going to anoint you with oil. And so let's begin to do that right now. And those that are online, on Zoom, and other platforms, we celebrate the goodness of God in your life. We're thankful for this day. It's a special day. God's word has come to us. And today we celebrate the release of the song, I Will Wait. Amen? So go on different platforms and just type out, whether it's an Apple or Spotify or whatever, I will wait. And hear that song. And thank you for every one of you that have been sowing to bless the ministry so that they can complete all that they have to do. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Have you been blessed tonight? Yeah. I said to everyone this morning, don't miss. Some desire to stay home and missed because they did not take it seriously enough. Huh? You're going to take theirs too? You know, sometimes we neglect the word of the Lord. You're too familiar with the voice that you hear all the time and say, it's just pastor. And you miss out. And you go around the same situation again. Let that change now. Amen? Hallelujah. Don't be one of those, I knew it was going to happen. I knew it was going to happen. You would have honored the anointing. Stayed true to it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right. Come on. Let's do it. Let's honor God with our giving. Those on Zoom will minister to you in just a moment. If you may please just show us who is all left online. Well, quite a few people. Hallelujah. Amen. I have a Martin M. I don't know who Martin M is.
Well, from the top.
Hallelujah. Oh man of God, you're still with us.
He's still with us.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Sister Jeanette.
Sister Jeanette.
Elise.
We celebrate you. I don't know who Martin M is, and I don't know who God is good is.
God is good. Sister Carol.
Sister Carol.